all, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we have a little bit of coffee, we get into God's Word, and we
go on a left for the Lord to get.
So are we just studying the Bible?
Mm.
What's the whole point of this?
To study God and His Word.
Exactly. To get to know God and to love Him, right? And so to do that, He speaks to us in His Word. And so we want to listen to it and receive it by faith. So we're going to work through from the book of Acts to the book of Philemon. And today we're at the book of Galatians, second half of the chapter, beginning at verse 16, and we'll go through verse 26. First, let's have some coffee. Then we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for a new day, a day that shows us Your mercy, declares Your grace, shows us Your goodness. God, we pray that as we read Your Word this morning, that You would care for us, watch over our souls. May we listen to Your Word with hearts of faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we go. Let's go ahead and open up to the book of Galatians, chapter 5. And we have 10 verses, verses 16 through 26. Why don't you read 16 through 18, and I'll read 19 through 26.
I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are not contrary.
Oh, and these.
And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, kindness, or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Well, we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this?
About.
B, what's the
best verse to summarize?
And C, what are we
called to do?
Called to do. Good. So, first, A, what is this about? How are we supposed to walk?
By the Spirit.
What's the difference between the Spirit and the flesh?
The Spirit is, the Spirit is more of the law. Well, not of the law, but I don't think you're under the law, but what it says you should do.
It says there is no such law. And it says, that I told you, just as I told you beforehand. So I'm going to tell you again, right? Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God, right? So if we're walking by the flesh, we're doing those things which condemn us by the law. But if we're walking by the Spirit, are we under the condemnation of the law?
Nope.
No, because it shows that we're led by the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Whose Spirit is that?
God's Spirit.
God's Spirit, right? Because do our spirits want to do these things?
No, law of the flesh.
Yeah, right? This is one of those difficult things about Christianity, isn't it? Does God tell you to be perfect as He is perfect?
No.
Holy as He is holy?
No.
Oh, yes, He does.
But we can't do that.
Yeah, He says, repent and sin no more. What do you mean we can't do that?
Out of our own power, we can't do that.
You're right. Out of our own power, we certainly cannot. Do you think we'll ever get to a point in this life that we never sin anymore?
Nope.
No. Does that give us a reason to stop pursuing holiness?
Nope.
No. Right? Because His Spirit lives in us. And so John chapter 15 says that we need to abide in Jesus. And as we abide in Jesus, we'll bear what?
Good fruit.
We'll bear good fruit. Right? And so we abide in Jesus. And since we are united to Jesus, we have His Spirit. And from His Spirit come what?
The fruits of the Spirit.
The fruits of the Spirit. That's right. What are some of those fruits of the Spirit?
Goodness, kindness, faithfulness, self-control.
Self-control, patience. Yeah, right. All those things. So we could talk about the things of the flesh that are different than that, right? The second part there, verse 19 through 21, is about the things of the flesh, vices and evil things, right? Adultery. Now, it's interesting that a number of these things are specifically commanded against in the Ten Commandments, right? These are things that are condemned. Right? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, the second commandment, sorcery is breaking the first commandment, hatred. What does Jesus say about hatred? If you've hated somebody,
in your heart you've already committed murder.
Yeah, right. Contentions, jealousies, right? Breaking the 10th commandment about covetousness, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition. Does selfish ambition sound like you're loving your neighbor? No, and yet that's exactly what he said above in verse 14. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, even this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Do any of these sound like you're loving your neighbor?
Nope.
But does kindness sound like you're loving your neighbor?
Yep.
What about patience?
Yep.
What about goodness?
Yep.
What about kindness?
Yep.
What about gentleness?
Yep.
Does mommy feel like I love her when I do whatever I want or when I have self-control?
Self-control.
Yeah, right. So is there any law against loving people?
Nope.
Is there any law about in God's word about being patient with people?
Nope.
What about being kind?
Nope.
So you can do all those things and not break God's law?
Yep.
Yeah, so how are you able to do those things?
By the Spirit.
By the Spirit. So if I just try really hard?
No.
No?
No.
Do I have to try at all?
Yes.
Yeah. Right, this is hard thing in Christianity, right? So this is the beautiful thing I love about the book of Romans. Right, Romans chapter 6, we are not slaves to the law, right, but we've been set free in Christ. And then we get to verse chapter 7, though, and he's really honest. Right, and he says, but I see in my body there's this war between my spirit and my flesh. Right, the things that I don't want to do, yet I
do.
And the things I don't want to do, yet I do. And the things that I want to do, yet I
still do.
I don't do them. I want to show love. I want to show patience. I want to show kindness. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will save me? What's his answer?
Jesus.
That's right.
Spirit.
Thanks be to God for Jesus Christ. Right. Will we ever walk perfectly by the Spirit?
Nope.
Never, ever?
After this life, yes.
Yeah, right. When we have glorification. But in this life, does God conform us more and more to His image?
Yep.
Yeah, should we be satisfied in this life if we're kind of stagnant in our holiness?
No.
If we just stay at kind of a level plateau with our sanctification, should we be happy? No, right, but we should be putting sin to death, and we should be trying more and more to endeavor after new obedience by our works.
No.
So what's the motivating factor here?
By the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit.
Not by works, lest anyone should boast.
Yeah, right. We can't boast about our sanctification.
Because if we boast about it, then we're not sanctified.
Yeah, but at the same time, This is one of those beautiful things, right? We walk. He changes our hearts. He reforms our desires.
Yep.
He makes us hate sin more and more and love him more and more.
Yep.
And as we love him more and more, what are we going to want to do? We're going to want to yawn, huh? What are we going to want to do?
Walk after the Holy Spirit.
That's right. We're going to want to walk in his ways. We're going to want to be holy as he is holy. Righteous as he is righteous. Love what he loves. Hates what he hates.
Have more good fruit.
That's right. Bear good fruit in keeping with repentance. That's right. What do you think is the best verse to summarize this whole section? What are you looking at? The first part or the second part?
24.
Hey, look what I have underlined in my Bible. Those who have... those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. That's what I would underline. 24, 25, and maybe 26. Right. So we should crucify. Right. Let's go ahead and jump to see calling. I think that's exactly what it is. Right. We should crucify the flesh with its passions and desires and live by the Spirit. Walk by the Spirit. You think that sounds good? We should look to Christ as our model.
Yep.
And we should crucify our flesh.
Yep.
Do you remember what Jesus said about being his disciple? If anyone desires to be my disciple, he must...
Follow me?
Not just follow him. Pick up his cross daily and follow him. There's going to be sins that we're tempted with today, aren't there? Temptations that will come from outside of us.
Yep.
And things that will rise up from our own hearts.
Yep.
What do we have to do with those sinful temptations?
Fight them.
What's that?
Fight them.
Fight them. And who do we need to obey?
God.
That's right. Who do we need to walk by?
God.
Yeah. Walk by the Spirit. That's right. You ready to pray?
Yep.
Okay. Father, thank you so much that you have shown us the pattern of righteousness to walk by your Spirit and not by the flesh. Thank you, Father, that we are not under the condemnation of the law, but you have called us to be your disciples, to put to death the sinful desires of our flesh. Please, Lord, let us walk before you in holiness. Let us walk by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord Jesus Christ himself comfort you. May his Spirit abide in you. And may you walk in holiness. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.